How do you do? Welcome to another hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It is Wednesday 10/19/11 for Roberta Fasanelli, our fabulous info babe. She's always been that. She's now specifically talking about the ways for you to save money. That's her job. That's her whole reason for being.
Yes, boss.
Yes, she's here.
Say boss.
And later on in this hour, we'll have some deals from CVS Progresso Soups. You can't get Progresso Soups. Actually, you can get Progresso Soups in CVS stores.
I was at a CVS store.
You can.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
And CVS, by the way, in case you didn't know it, stands for Consumer Value Stores. They become known as a drug store, per se, but they have a pharmacy. They sell all kinds of other stuff as well. It's kind of like a mini supermarket with drugs. Right? Isn't that, I mean, that's really what it is.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
I mean, right. And all of these, there's not much difference between the CVS store or Walgreens and the 7-Eleven, except you can't get drugs. Well, maybe you can behind the 7-Eleven.
And you can't get Slurpees, which is very important.
Right.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. No wheezing to juice?
No. That's easy. Rich is here, Jennifer is here, along with Roberta. Also joining us now is Dr. Alberto Villoldo, who is a psychologist and medical anthropologist. Mm. I love that term.
Cool.
Medical anthropology. He's been studying the healing practices of the Amazon for 25 years. Comes from San Francisco State University. He's the founder of the Biological Self-Regulation Laboratory. The Biological Self-Regulation Laboratory studies how the mind creates health and disease. This is going to be extraordinarily hopeful and helpful. You know, I'm big on studying the brain. Talk a lot about brain trauma, that sort of thing. Maybe we can focus on things that are not externally traumatic. Dr. Villoldo, thank you for joining us here on Good Day. I'd like
Good
to start.
Good morning, Doug.
Thank you. I would like to start with something that we've been talking about off and on. I've had this as a theme, and this is not, please don't think I'm making this about me. I would like not to use the word I. We have had, how about that? There has been a discussion of children and the formation, the proper way for a child's neurons and electrons and everything in the child's brain to be connected. And the most damaging thing that you can do, which it seemed to me made common sense four or five years ago, and I had a small child here with me living part of the time. The lady that I was seeing at the time had a young baby, and she and I, we didn't argue, but I told her it would not be a good thing to leave the child in front of a television set or in front of a computer at the age this child was about a year old, maybe 14 months. And so then I started nosing around and found out that what I was saying is correct. Anybody under two ought not to be exposed to television or computers. And there was a study released this week that underscores that. And I wonder if we can start there. You have written a number of best-selling books. I'm not sure whether any of them have dealt with this, but isn't this a good place for us to start at the young age?
I think it's a good place to start, absolutely. In fact, I believe that we should not be allowed to sit in front of the television until we turn 60.
60?
Because the damage, you know, brain damage can occur only as a result of automobile accidents and emotional trauma. What we're getting through television is very skillful programming through advertising. That's turning us into our kids into consumers, and I think it's blunting original thinking.
Television, well, I think that would be, I think we could all admit to that, whether it's mostly television, the video that does, but how many people do you hear in discussions? See if this bears some fruit, Richie, Roberta, Jennifer, if this bears fruit. You, more often than not, Richie, especially listening to people on some of these political talk radio programs, they just parrot what some politician or some host has said. It doesn't seem like they have original ideas. Is that the sort of thing you're talking about, Dr. Villoldo?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, the problem is that there are critical brain nutrients that we need that are not available in our diet today. They were available until about 25 years ago. So if you feel that the people around you are getting increasingly more stupid, you're probably right.
And it's because of what we're eating? What are you talking about? What kinds of things are you talking about?
There's a specific nutrient, which is DHA. It's one of the omega-3 fatty acids.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And you know that one. And breast milk is 40% DHA. Mm-hmm. Now, we used to get DHA from fish, but today all of our fish is farm-raised.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot make DHA from corn. That's what the fish get to eat. Now, DHA is essential to feed the brain and to repair the regions in the brain that are associated with original thinking and new learning.
Ah, wow. You know, we've had this discussion here, but not for the same reason. There was an issue a month or two ago about whether DHA versus EPA. If you look at the bottle of omega-3s that you're buying, whatever it is, whatever kind of omega-3s that you're buying, and you see that there's more EPA than DHA, supposedly that leads to prostate problems as well.
You want to go for the DHA. The
DHA.
DHA. DHA. Yeah. I mean, it's 40% of breast milk is DHA.
Yeah. So you know what? And this is an aside here, plug for raw milk. If you look at the ingredients, I'm a dairy farmer, and I sell raw milk at a dairy store that I have on my farm. And if you look at the ingredients, you will find that it's the same sort of thing you're talking about with regard to breast milk. The nutrients include.
The you know what I tell people is, if you don't know someone who's lactating, you got to take DHA supplements because it repairs the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And today we are finding rampant brain damage in our children and in our, simply because we're lacking the building blocks for the brain to repair itself. Now, once you give the brain this is what I found when I was doing my work in the Amazon, is that in the jungles, the old medicine people intuitively knew which plants and which foods triggered brain repair. And don't ask me how they knew.
Mm-hmm.
But the minute that we took these plants to the laboratory, we found that they were triggering the production of brain repair factors and allowing the brain to heal so that we could step out of the kind of old predatory thinking of our primitive brain that lives in fear and lives in scarcity and lives in greed into higher brain function.
So this is dependent on how much DHA you have?
Well, DHA is one of the key elements. You
mm-hmm.
can't really have any kind of original thinking or break out of your emotional drama or trauma without repairing the hippocampus, which is what DHA repairs.
Wow.
Right. So, you know, you say DHA supplements, and we all know that a lot of times we go buy supplements and they're garbage.
Absolutely.
How do we get good supplies of DHA? Like, for example, last night I went to the store and I bought fish, and I always make sure to buy wild caught. Does that help?
Wild caught fish.
Yeah, because that's rich in DHA. Because the farm-raised fish is fed corn, and you can't make DHA out of corn. You can only make it by eating other fish or eating algae, which is what the wild-caught fish do. But this is hard to get these days.
Okay.
And every
so
time you go to a restaurant, you order a salmon, you're getting a farm-raised salmon.
Mm-hmm. So if how many days a week should we have wild-caught fish, or if we... You know, is one day enough, one day a week enough, or should we be supplementing in another way?
One day a week is great, but if you cannot get really high-quality, fresh, wild fish, then supplement. And I supplement daily. I take a gram and a half of DHA,
mm-hmm.
and I still remember my name in the morning when I wake up.
Is there any such thing as too much?
No, you cannot do too much DHA.
Can we walk into your local pharmacy at the supermarket and get quality DHA, or do we have to look for something specific?
You've got, right now, DHA is pretty well standardized. You should get a DHA that has been purified, so it has no heavy metals, no mercury in it. But most of the DHA available today is pretty high quality.
Mercury.
Like everything else, it depends how much you pay for the wine.
Mercury is the enemy of our brain and
it
our body.
It absolutely is.
You put that stuff, the American Dental Association should be taken out behind the barn for supporting, for as long as they did, silver fillings and these shots that are being still available. They aren't being used much anymore because there's been so much pressure. But the amount of problems that youngsters with the vaccines are taking have mercury in them. It's the same stuff that affects your brain.
Oh, mercury toxicity is terrible, and it's the problem is that mercury binds to fats.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the brain is fats.
Yeah.
Brain is made out of
so
fat.
And when somebody calls you a fathead, Richie, that's a compliment.
Right.
Yes,
yeah, that's a compliment. It's very nice to be
called that many times.
Yeah.
So the and the mercury toxicity, it destroys your brain cells, but primarily it destroys the fuel factories in brain cells, the fuel factories that are called mitochondria. And
which is the exchange, isn't it? Isn't that what causes or allows the exchange to take place? You can call it knowledge or whatever it is, but that's the protective device that keeps the brain operating, isn't it?
Well, mitochondria actually produce fuel, and they regulate cell suicide. So they tell cells when they need to die.
Really?
Your skin cells, for example, die every 5 to 6 or 7 days, which is why you want to get a good skin rub when you go to the spa.
That's why you have so much dust in your house, because dust is basically skin.
Right, especially if you have a pet.
Yeah.
So most of it. Now, when you have cells in the body that refuse to die, that feel that their life is more important than the life of the entire than the entire organism, we call those cells cancer. So mitochondria regulate when cells live and when they die, and if they're malfunctioning because of the toxins in our system, then and if because of free radical damage, then we have all kinds of diseases that we give them a bunch of different names, from Parkinson's to Alzheimer's to heart disease and to cancer.
Mm.
All of these have mitochondrial damage in common.
Well, there's a lot of, if you'll pardon the pun, food for thought here. The book is called Power Up Your Brain. Dr. David Perlmutter, who's been here before, worked on this book with Dr. Bioldo, and it is really something. You get insight here by listening to you, and what it does is underscore. I just am so frustrated because I've been repeating these things for a long time. And again, I don't like using the word I, but I just used it about 5 times. And this stuff is so important, and you get so much pushback from the power of the government and the power of the big companies that want you to use their stuff, and they want to put the supplement people out of business and all of this other stuff because they want you to be sick.
Well, you know, not only that, but there's a lot of money that some people and some companies are making by keeping Americans living in fear.
Yeah, right.
And the minute you repair your brain, you become fearless.
Yeah, thinking things through, thinking. It's you got to think straight, and this is a very easy way to do it. DHA products and omega-3, and that sounds like the message.
In Power Up Your Brain, we have a 5-week program that is tested. We've tested it on thousands of patients where you can repair your brain and you can achieve what extraordinary states of clarity and thinking.
All right, can we follow that up at the website thefourwinds.com?
Thefourwinds.com or poweruptyourbrain.com.
Poweruptyourbrain.com. Doctor, thank you for being here. Again, great information. You got to underscore all these things. Dr. Albert Bioldo here on Good Day.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoodsDirect.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The number one song from this day in 1985. And it wasn't until this song came out that I discovered MTV.
That's
really?
Pretty much this song's claim to fame.
Yep, right.
The video.
Yep. Yep.
It's a good song. It's a fun, good kind of synth pop.
Very pop.
But the video
what year
was
1985.
85. This is the video, Roberta, if you don't remember, where the singer stepped in and out of a sketch drawing.
Yeah.
Where he
yeah,
go live yeah. action into yep, a sketch yep. drawing with the
very
heroine.
Clever. Yeah.
And this was as big as Peter Gabriel's Sledgehammer, Michael Jackson Thriller, just those top 10.
Forget the videos, though, Rich.
What?
You want to know why?
Why?
Because the video that's running through my mind is Doug sitting in his pickup truck, Charlotte next to him, and him trying to harmonize with that high note.
And Charlotte covering her ears.
Yeah. No, you know what Charlotte
that's the video
does?
I have.
What Charlotte does when I start to sing is she'll jump up on the console between the two of us, and she'll try to lick my face. And then she'll start barking. She will, and I'll open the window, and she'll just bark and bark. And if we're hauling
what's
a trailer
that, Charlotte?
Of something, she
you
barks
want me to
even
singing?
More. No.
What she's saying is, save me!
Uh-huh. All right, hit that I know, Richie. There it is. A great, positive, fun song. That's what this is.
Guys are from
some place in England, aren't they?
No,
Australians.
They're Norwegians.
Norwegians. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it was great pop. This I love pop music. I've always loved pop music. I'm not a friend of, I'm not a foe of stuff that is more sometimes what Richie, I don't know, you call it the B side. Richie's very good at getting stuff from artists that may not be top shelf. Although I will tell you, you exposed me to Brian Setzer, and I do like his stuff. But I would never have found him because he's not mainstream. I wouldn't have found him
had
you not exposed us to him.
I found most of the music that people don't really the reason I go to Jazz Fest every year and find all these new artists that you don't hear on the radio but are great music is because of Stevie Ray Vaughan. Stevie Ray Vaughan brought blues into the pop arena or the popular arena. And when I started to learn about Stevie Ray Vaughan and where his influences came from and the Robert Johnsons and the B.B. Kings and all of the stuff, the Albert Kings, that's when I started to learn about things like Brian Setzer.
Yeah. But you know what? It does also say something about the state of commercial radio, where a lot of people are trying to control. This is the same, by the way, stuff. And I say this advisedly without making any, I'm not pointing fingers at any because that's the way it is. Big companies everywhere are trying to control what you think, what you see, what you hear, what you buy, how you live. It's all about bigger,
at least now we have options, but you still have to go digging. But
right. You're not going to hear what the options are a lot of times.
Right. But at least you can find them now.
And if you know about them, you know maybe you can figure out how to look for them.
Sure.
That's the idea. Ideas are plentiful here on the Good Day program, and here's some more at 28 after the hour.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal Lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like we'll never forget you. Like we're behind you 100%. Like we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
We the real people may not be ready for the weather to change, but we know our cars better be.
Coming to Sears Auto Center today. It's Fall Car Care Month, the perfect time of year to gear up with great prices on top tire brands like Michelin and Goodyear, a Valvoline oil change, and America's most trusted battery, DieHard. And service from certified mechanical technicians with an average of 12 years under their tool belts. Go to SearsAuto.com for money-saving offers and coupons. That's real confidence for real drivers.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great Talk Radio starts here.
Freeze Dry Guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering Freeze Dry Guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the 4 major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Good Day program. The program number is 800-510-8255. You can email me, Doug, at DougStephan.com. The sound off line, if you're listening when we are not here, we do the program live until 10 o'clock Eastern every morning. So if you're listening now and it's not that time and you had something that you wanted to get off your chest, you can send me an email or you can use Facebook or you can call 877-541-5250. All right, so for the practical purpose of having a 2020 news quiz, let's use the usual number, 800-510-8255. Roberta is going to be here in a few minutes with her Queen of Cheap deals today. On this day, actually it was during this week, because this was an event that took more than a day. Go back to the year 1987, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
A media frenzy occurring when this event happened. If I tell you more about it, there was a small girl involved, I'll give you that much, and it took place in Texas. All right? So put the rest of the pieces together and tell us in the next 5 minutes. You call us at 800-510-8255. This is something that was every mother and father's nightmare. Every mother could feel what the mother of this young girl was going through, and the father as well. What was it that was happening to this girl? If you can identify her, that's even better. In the event, she did something. This young girl happened upon something, and something happened to her. And again, every mother's nightmare. It ended well, but it could have ended badly. All right, is that enough info? 800-510-8255. Tell us what you think happened during this week in 1987 to this young girl. What were the circumstances? Speaking of circumstances and us saving money, Tom Parsons is here from bestfares.com. Before we get to Roberta, Best Fares announces today a number of special deals that wouldn't wait. Normally, Tom visits with us on Friday. You can check out what's going on for the listeners at the Doug Stephan Good Day program. If you go to the to our website, DougStephan.com, click on Tom's picture in the contributors box, you'll always find the special deals that are put together for the Doug Stephan listener. So this is a, I don't know, last minute. This is the first announcement. You usually say that Tuesdays are the best day to get deals. Yes. So this is information that started, what, yesterday?
It's day old news.
Day old. Thank you for being here with the day old news. But nobody else is talking about this.
No, that's really? You know, it's some people just don't realize how good of a deal it is. I mean, when you look at the fact that Southwest Airlines and AirTrans, what started it? I mean, Southwest now owns AirTrans.
Southwest and AirTrans together, yep.
Okay, and between them, they serve over 100 U.S. cities.
Wow.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Now all 100 U.S. cities are participating in this sale. So wherever AirTrans flies or Southwest flies, if you're flying up to 450 miles from your home airport as the crow flies, okay, you can go for $35 one way.
Say that again.
450 miles one way, it's $35
when?
One way.
Starting
now,
when? You have to buy the ticket today. When can you take these trips?
You have to buy your ticket. I'm going to give you a whole bunch of other good ones. We counted over 300 city pairs mm-hmm. that you can fly for $35 one way.
How do you do that if they only serve 100 cities?
Well, because you go Baltimore to Hartford, Baltimore to
okay.
do that kind of thing. Like, without Baltimore, there's 15 cities you can go for $35.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. So I'll do the math for you later if you like. But,
so is this? But is it restricted to days of the week?
Yeah. So here's the thing. Now this is you have to buy by the midnight witching hour. This is sort of like the airfares are getting spooky out there because these are pretty cheap when you think about it.
Yeah.
And it's good any day of the week but Sundays. Now the travel period will not be for Thanksgiving, Christmas, or New Year's unless you can take off, let's say, Thanksgiving weekend, and then maybe come back on that Wednesday when the cheap airfares are still there, or maybe after New Year's, and then come back the Wednesday after New Year's, and you can still qualify for one half of the airfare.
So what will happen to American and United?
They've all matched.
$35 fares and all these.
Well, they've matched a lot of those marks, and the...
But again, when are the days? Always go around on this because I want to go. I have to go to Dallas next Friday, and it costs me $400. And so, where's the $35 flight? I want the $35 flight.
Okay, like right now, Dallas to New Orleans, $70 round trip.
Yeah, but when? When do you have to go?
Between November 30th and December 14th.
Okay.
Or January 5th through February 15th.
Got it.
Now, again, the tickets must be purchased by midnight. And there's almost anywhere in the country you do that.
So if you know where you're going in that period, whether it's the November dates you gave or in January and February, you're swell, you're set. Otherwise,
you're
not.
A whole lot more. Some of these airfares have been cut well more than 50%.
Uh-huh.
Much more than 50%. Like, and when you look at, let's say, with New Orleans at $70, that's usually a $218 airfare, and yet you're going for $70. You look at Atlanta to Tampa, Orlando, you're looking at about $70 round trip, mm-hmm. and that's during the winter season too. As a matter of fact, if they had gone to your special page, we had a $25 off Southwest certificate. It takes 7 days, so you won't be able to use it for sale. But those who signed up over the last few weeks, they could have got $130 out of Washington D.C. and other U.S. cities, and going for $110.
Going where?
To just Florida. That's a good place to be in January and February.
Yeah, if you may plan it ahead, this is why this sort of thing is good for those of you who can plan ahead, vacations especially. This is a perfect thing for you. Take advantage of it. Info is at bestfares.com, and you can get to that by going to Tom's picture on the homepage at DougStephan.com. Tom, thank you.
All right,
for
I think you're talking somewhere in West Texas on your quiz, aren't you?
It is West Quest.
I couldn't remember the name of the girl, but I can remember the.
Don't give it away. Here we go. I'm going to get the answer now, and then we're going to get to Roberta's Queen of Cheap. Thank you, Tom, for calling us with that information. Jeremy's listening in Cody, Wyoming. Hello, Jeremy. Welcome to Good Day. How are you, sir?
I'm well, thank you.
That's good. So what happened during this week in 1987? This thing went on for a couple of days.
A baby fell in a well.
Right. Do you remember her name?
Well, I'm not positive, but I'm going to guess Jessica.
That's pretty good. It was Jessica. Jessica McClure was her name. So as you think about this story, she was 18 months old at the time. She fell 22 feet into an abandoned well. It was Midland, Texas, as Tom just suggested. She was in there for 58 hours. She just had minor injuries. And so when you think about that as a father, Jeremy, thinking about things, we don't like to worry too much. I guess maybe my question is, do we worry because these sorts of things get such amazing media attention? Do we over-worry? Do you think you worry more about your children than your parents worried about you?
Oh, I do. I definitely think we were. We protected. I mean, they protected us. Our parents did, but we definitely seem to. There just seems to be more things to worry about.
Diane is in San Diego. Diane, as a mother, I know you had the same answer. As a mother, how do you look at these sorts of things, and how did that influence you in terms of how you care for your children?
Well, I believe nowadays I'm a grandmother, and my grandchildren, when they're outside playing, I need to be out there with them watching, whereas when I was raising my own children, they were allowed to go out and play in front or back and neighbors and just check in with me occasionally.
Uh-huh.
At this point, that's not allowed by any of my children.
Why do you think that? What has changed? Why is it different now?
Well, I think it's because of news and the internet and everything we hear.
Fear? Do you think it's the fear factor?
Yes, I think it's played into it. Everything you hear is about something happening.
Do you
somewhere.
Think it's any? Do you really think it's any different now than it was when you were raising your children, or is it just the fact that everything is played up so much in the news media?
Exactly. That's exactly.
Isn't it amazing how we are?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Diane. Thank you for the call. And Jeremy, hold on just a second. Yeah, I think we could spend an hour talking about this. The Jessica McClure case in Midland, Texas, is what we're talking about during this week in 1987. Now let's get back to 2011 and how we can save thanks to the Queen of Cheap.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Yes, indeed it is.
All right, so...
Okay, let's start with, you know, I usually don't put coupons up, but this one was just too good. If you're going to Family Dollar this weekend, anywhere from the 21st to 22nd, we have a $5 off $25 purchase there. I mean, that's a pretty good deal. It's 20% off. And you just download the coupon, take it over to Family Dollar, and that's a good stock to buy, by the way. They're really,
Yeah,
Family Dollar is really, really taking off. You know, in this economy, it's the dollar stores are really doing quite well.
Yep.
Now, also, at CVS, we have, you can try it for free. I know you hate that. Try me free, Carmex Moisture Plus. It's we got a rebate. It's good up to $2.99. The nice thing is this is good through the 15th of December. So what I would do is I would, like, fill out a couple of these rebate forms, you know, one with your job address, one with your home address.
Stocking stuffers.
Yes, stocking stuffers. These are terrific. Also, free cat litter. Talk about a stocking stuffer. You can get a 7 or 8 pound bag of world's best cat litter. And we have a mail-in rebate form. So you buy it and you put that UPC code and you put in the rebate form and you'll get free cat litter. Now, that's something you could put in somebody's stocking.
Free!
Free! CVS also this weekend on the 23rd, if you dress up your kids in their costume and go to CVS, they're going to give you all sorts of free stuff like $5 in candy, toys, or other items, $10 in coupons, and a free in-store 5x7 photo. Now, we have all the information for you there. Also, Progresso Rich and Hearty Soups. I think I would starve without Progresso Soups. I practically live on these things.
Great.
Now through, actually, January 31st, you can buy it and get it free. You go and you get the rebate form. And again, it's up to a $2.
The soup is free?
Value. Yeah, buy the soup, send in the rebate form, and they'll give you money back.
Really?
Which is not a bad deal. Yep.
Not a bad deal. Yep, find out.
Rich and Hearty Soup.
Yeah. More.
And then also we have rebate offers from Procter & Gamble, and this is a pretty good one, too. When you buy $50 in participating Procter & Gamble products, you get back $10 in a rebate. And this is really for the ladies because the brands are Venus, Olay, Secret, CoverGirl, Clairol, Pantene, Safeguard, and Ivory. So let's say you color your hair with the Pantene stuff. Just, you know, go buy the next 5 months' supply of it and get $10 back in a rebate.
Whoopee!
And all of this... Whoopee! I love when people give me money back.
All right, so Queen of Cheap box.
It's almost as good as people giving me money.
All of the things are there that we've just overviewed and so many more. Check it out. Queen of Cheap boxes in the just below the fold, if you will, at the homepage of DougStephan.com. Jennifer checks the television news in a moment here on Good Day.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program at 13 before the hour. The television world, always interesting to see what's on the schedule and some of the behind-the-scenes story. I find this interesting, Jennifer. Richie, you may, Roberta doesn't watch much television. The Nielsen folks, the ones that measure who's watching, they have surveyed a number of people. They want to know what you're watching, but they also want to know what your habits are. Found out that 40% of smartphone and tablet owners are using their smartphone or their tablets, like the iPad, while they watch television. So they're
absolutely
on. How do you do that? And have
you know, actually, my dad, we've been on vacation in Mexico for a little while, and my dad has many shows taped on his DVR, and he's actually been tapping into his Sling box to watch his own DVR from Mexico, and he stays up till 2 in the morning watching on his iPad.
My God. Sling box. What will they think of next?
Mm-hmm.
Here's another thing.
It's a great thing.
Richie, I don't know if you know, Netflix signed a $1 billion deal with CBS and Warner Brothers to bring content to their streaming video collection from the CW.
Yeah.
Wow, what's so special about the CW?
Yeah, no, I can't imagine why they would spend that kind of money for the
dollars?
CW.
A billion, that's what it says.
But think about their audience, though, because Hulu is catering to a younger crowd, which is what CW does. I mean, they specialize in creating shows
for
younger people.
How is Netflix connected to Hulu? Or are they just trying to compete with them? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Jen, what's on the schedule? What's happening?
All right, well, we have a little personal news first. We like to follow the lives of TV stars here, and I like the gossip. And there's been some rumors for a long time about hero star Zachary Quinto. He was the one that played Spock in the Star Trek movies. The rumors were that maybe he might have been playing on the opposite team, and he did come out yesterday and admitted that he is gay. He admitted it to a gay magazine, gay publication, and said that there's been a lot of speculation about his sexual preferences, and he came out and said, you know what, I'm going to tell you that I was bullied a little bit for being gay. I'm coming out in support. I'm not going to hide anymore. This is who I am. And I think I'm proud of him. I'm sad because what a waste. He's attractive. But,
well,
you know.
I mean, the ignoramus is play on, again, I guess it's fear as much as anything else. The people who are all over those who are gay. I think, as a matter of fact, this that bothered me about Herman Cain saying, that it's a choice to be gay. That really isn't true and completely turns me off about him, even though I like so many other things that he has to say. That's just ignorance, pure and simple. Anyway, pandering.
In other news?
Yeah, other news, Jennifer.
All right. Juliana Rancic, you know her from many reality shows and E! News. She was on the Today Show yesterday, and she's done a very public struggle trying to get pregnant. She was going through in vitro fertilization when she found out that she had breast cancer. And this is scary. She's only 36 years old, no family history, and they were doing some checks and basically came in the room and dropped the bomb on her. She's going through treatment now, but she said she's not giving up on the baby. And, so keep a good thought for her. That's very young to be dealing with all of that. Also, ABC has made some chops to their schedules. Charlie's Angels, which we thought might go, has now headed south. They're done.
Aww.
The good news for Sons of Anarchy fans is FX has renewed them.
So, I forgot to just mention that Charlie's Angels was even on. Anybody here watch any episode?
I saw about 10 minutes.
I have it on my DVR.
Yeah, I saw about 10 minutes of one of them, and it's
What is it? TNA, and that's it.
I heard it was terrible.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
No. All right. So,
that's good. Drew Barrymore is the producer, and we like her, and so you wanted it to be successful.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So you wanted it to be successful with the people that are in it, too.
Sure.
However,
any show that features hot women, I'm all behind.
It's interesting how Hawaii 5-0 has done so well. How's that? Pretty good, huh? 51 after on Good Day.
If
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The media is full of information, some of it good, some of it bad. Most people tell us the reason they like listening to your day program is because of the variety of information, the focus on different things that are all a part of our lives if we're living lives of purpose and distinction. And certainly Warren Eckstein, who is the pet person here, is the guy who helps us to understand better what we ought to do to take care of those animals that we love. So we're going to check on all the animals that escaped from that private reserve. Plus, I don't know if you saw the video of the little teddy bear. I don't know if teddy bear is the little bear wandering around the produce section of the supermarket in Alaska. But we'll check in with Warren from the Pet Show in just a moment here on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
All right. So, Warren, the story from Zanesville, Ohio, of this private reserve, what do we know about the reserve, what was in there, and what happened to the animals that escaped?
Well, you know, there's not a whole lot. It's just breaking now. But the bottom line is this. I am not a big fan of private individuals having their own wildlife preserves.
Okay? Yeah.
Now, there's a different story. There are people that run rescue organizations for larger cats, and that's a whole different ballgame. But it takes a lot of care. And here's a prime example. We constantly hear, just a couple of months ago, there was a baby mauled by a large cat in Florida that the parents were keeping as part of their little private zoo. So, you know.
Well, the reason you have to have those rescue organizations is because you have idiots like these keeping big cats in their backyard with some big fence that they think they can keep contained.
But, you know, I'm interested in finding out the truth of the story, because there's kind of some interesting stuff going on. For example, a couple of years back, not even a couple of years, last year they were serving lion meat at a restaurant in Phoenix, Arizona. Okay, it was a special week and it was lion meat. And I asked, where do you get lion meat from in Phoenix, Arizona? And they said there are certain preserves that raise these big cats that are legal, and they can use the meat from them. So it really and then they also have the canned hunts, which drives me crazy. You're familiar with the canned hunts, right?
I'm going to make you
guys really understand something about animal rights. There are places in Texas now where they have large ranches that are filled with bears and lions, and these are animals that were taken from zoos that are not afraid of people, and people go down there in a canned hunt where the animals have no choice, and they kill them. Now, you don't even have to go. Let's say Doug wants to go hunting. Doug, you can sit at your computer now, log on to a ranch in Texas, and shoot a deer or a lion if that's what you want to do from your home on
your
computer.
You control the gun with your computer.
Great.
That's how sick
we talked about
are
this
right
a couple
my
years.
God.
Yeah. Bottom line is very simple. Wild animals belong in the wild. Domestic animals you can take care of in your home. And I think we're going to see more of this, because more and more animals.
Isn't the problem, though, Warren, is that people get these things that when they're small and cute and cuddly, and then all of a sudden it weighs 300 pounds and can eat your head off?
That's what happened in Florida with all the boa constrictors and the pythons. People got them as small snakes. What did they think? They were going to get smaller as they got older? And they got really bigger and bigger.
That's
and
when they flush them down the toilet.
There you go. And then they get loose and they destroy the entire ecosystem of an area. Stick to your dog, stick to your cats. You want a canary, I have no problem. Even a ferret, that's fine. But lions and tigers and bears, oh my, should be in the wild where they belong.
You have a posting at thepetshow.com about a group of dog owners in San Francisco trying to influence the mayoral race there.
Actually, they formed a political party. There's a legitimate political party in San Francisco, and I think more and more people around the country are going to form.
Only in San Francisco.
Exactly. But now, here's the scenario. This is a movement. This is like the 60s all over again. More and more cities and more people in the humane movement think that it's a great idea to come up with a party of humane people. 65 to 70% of North Americans have pets. Can you imagine the clout we would have with politicians?
Oh, yeah, the clout, too.
There you go.
Hey, listen, nobody's perfect, Warren.
Especially me.
Even you. Warren Eckstein, your pet's best friend.
I think we ought to have a zoo with politicians in it.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Cages.
They might escape, and then we can, we won't do that. Anyway, Warren's website, thepetshow.com, lots of info there about a wonderful group of supplements for your dog and your cat called Hugs and Kisses.